Okay, TH. About reading art. I mean, I just heard a couple of days ago a guy, one of those fanatic Islamists or whatever, he was just maybe crazy. Went out, started shooting Swedes in Belgium at a sports stadium where they came just to see the game. Now, I have no idea why he did that. Well, I have. Maybe it was because some guy, a Danish guy, started burning Qurans in Sweden, where there is no law forbidding that, so the police didn't stop him. And then some Iraqi guy started burning Qurans. It became a popular thing, and it seems to me it was made to get all the Muslim nations against Sweden or something. Because that's what happened, and people down there in wherever, Iraq, Iran, they just hate Sweden and burn Swedish flags, and they know Sweden and all the Swedes should be killed or something. I mean, in the old days, you weren't taught how to read unless you had a certain intelligence level, I guess. Because some people, it's better that they stay ignorant and just do some good work, you know, handcraft or whatever, manual labor. It's a waste of time to try and teach them, and then it's annoyance for the teachers, and then you give them information, and they just misuse it and misunderstand it and do these crazy things. Well, maybe that's how we thought in the past, but nowadays in Sweden we're all equals. We became in the 70s or so, 60s. But then before that, I think this was kind of the, you know, the stupid guys in my class. They just went 6 years. Of course, we all learned how to read, but some had problems with it. But what's the problem with that, I could say? And what I could say here also is that my view today is that if something becomes very strained and takes a lot of resources in society, you know, financial, whatever, and it just doesn't feel natural and doesn't really yield a very, you know, proportionately good result, then maybe there's something wrong with that. There is a kind of natural way of life, and I think the Chinese, they got it right. They were Confucius speaking about the way, and the Tao means also that, the way. In India, there's Dharma, where they, rather than just trying to out of someone's mind and thoughts and theories declare everyone equals, and then trying to make it that way by all kinds of projects, why not just let us be the way we are? I'm a simple guy, then I just want to be a simple guy and be accepted as that, and I don't have to learn all these things and read all these things. You know, it's also nicest for each and every one of us to be accepted the way we are, and not that we're supposed to be up there, you know, be equal to all the people who are ways that we find very difficult to be. that puts a strain and stress. So sometimes I think we need to reevaluate certain basic assumptions we have for the foundation of our society.